Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see today. Glory be to the name of the Lord for his wonders, his marvelous hand of power over our lives and our family. Lord, we thank you because you are wonderful. Lord, we thank you because you are great. Lord, we thank you because there's no one like you. Lord, we worship your name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are the awesome God. There is no one like you. What a mighty God we serve. Leko prakada geso pagalembro koza tenele ruma bakata. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Aha. Sing along with me. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh, for his mercies and your right forever. Amen. For his mercies and your right forever. Amen. Wonderful Father. Wonderful Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome to this broadcast. This is High Voltage Midnight Prayer. This program comes between the hour of the night, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And we bless God for what God has been using this program to do. We thank the Lord for his power. We thank the Lord for his majesty. We thank the Lord for the release of his fresh fire even through this program. And I know as you are connected to us today, you will be blessed. You will be delivered from every yoke. And the Almighty God will encounter you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life, you will go higher. You will go stronger. You will go better. You will make it. You will excel in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. La broko sakata le lempra kasakata. There are several prayers we need to pray. These prayers are foundational prayers. These prayers are prayer to deliver you from the pollution of your foundation. Open your mouth and pray this prayer with power. Open your mouth and pray this prayer with fire. Say, blood of Jesus, go down to my foundation and deliver me from the stronghold in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, go down to my foundation and deliver me from evil stronghold in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, go down to my foundation and deliver me from evil stronghold. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover myself, I cover my family with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, say, chariot of fire, surround me and my family in the name of Jesus. Chariot of fire, surround me and my family in the name of Jesus. Chariot of fire, surround me and my family in the name of Jesus. Chariot of fire, surround me and my family in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I release myself from any inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any inherited bondage in Jesus. Say, inherited limitation, in the name of Jesus. Inherited limitation, in the name of Jesus. Inherited limitation, in Jesus' name we pray. There's a woman that needs to pray that prayer again. Inherited limitation, in the name of Jesus. Inherited limitation, in Jesus' name we pray. On your own, you may take time to pray this prayer. Spend 10, 15 minutes on each prayer. Say, inherited limitation, die. You have to say it very well. And things begin to happen. Thank you, Father. Say, the rod of the wicked assigned against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked assigned against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked assigned against my destiny, break in Jesus' name. Say, the rod of the wicked rising up against my family. The rod of the wicked rising up against my family, be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked rising up against my family, be rendered useless. Be rendered useless be rendered useless. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil foundational plantation, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Evil foundational plantation, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Evil foundational plantation, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil dominion operating in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every evil dominion operating in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every evil dominion operating in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every evil dominion operating in my foundation, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is happening over there. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Beloved, this morning I am going to speak on something that it has been a body. There was a time in this broadcast I explained a little about it, and the question has been coming. Many people have been sending me questions, and when I gather all these questions together, I can see the topic I'm going to explain now. I can see it emanating and coming out from these questions. So therefore, if you have asked me this question, now it is for now for you to get answer very well, as I'm going to talk on breaking the circle of evil pattern. Breaking the circle of evil pattern. You may need to listen very well to this deep lecture. I will not rush the lecture at all, because you need to get everything and know how to get out from this kind of pattern. Let me start by telling you that an evil pattern is one of the most stubborn problems to deal with. To be very frank, it is difficult to break the circle of an evil pattern. Except you are ready, except you are dogged, except you determined, except you have made up your mind that you must get this pattern broken down. It's always very difficult. Once this pattern starts and it goes on from one generation to another, it receives a kind of demonic strength entrenching into the bloodline and settle down inside the gene. Very terrible indeed. The scourge of an evil pattern plagues many, many people in the Africa. So we need to understand how we can deal with this, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. There are some patterns that the enemy had programmed into our family, and they have stayed there for 200 years, 300 years, 400 years and above. Unfortunately, we sometimes find ourselves inside this pattern, and it's like a small plastic that you throw inside an ocean. You know what it means? You throw just a small plastic inside an ocean, or you throw just a small stone inside an ocean. You will find, you just go down there inside that ocean and find its way may be very terrible. That is how a pattern is. That is why when many people ask that question, some will say, but they have prayed. Some will say, but they have fasted. Some will say, we have prayed. We have done deliverance from there. No. These things you have done, they are very, very good. Sincerely, they are helping. Because if not so, it could have become a serious problem. But as you are doing them, they are working very, very hard. But there are some things you must know. You must understand, the Bible says something very strong. He said, my people, they have gone into captivity for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. And the Bible said in Proverbs that the saints shall be delivered by knowledge. So you must understand that scripture very, very well. An evil pattern is anything that is opposed to good pattern, opposed to divine pattern. You know, and the architect of evil pattern, the executor of evil pattern, is the devil himself. So you must understand this one. You must understand this one. And to deal with evil pattern, it is not just by doing this, just clapping your hand and wanting. No. It's going to take serious aggression from your side, a determination to get out. Because if you don't get out, it will repeat itself in the life of your children, and you'll be seeing it operating. You will not know what to do. It is a dangerous thing. It works like a dark river, flowing from one generation to another. But do you know that through the help of the Holy Ghost, through the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, this pattern can be discontinued? Every human being has a divine pattern from heaven. Our life is designed to follow divine pattern, a pattern that God has designed for you from heaven. It's a pattern that your life must follow. God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle according to the pattern he showed him on the mountain. Look at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Thank you, Father. Aha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The Lord is setting somebody free now. The yoke of darkness is broken in the life of someone over there. There's a sister that is getting freedom right now from the spirit husband. Hebrews chapter 8, chapter 8, verse 5. I'm going to read. If you have your Bible, you can also read so that you can mark it. Who serve unto the examples and shadow of everything, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for to see CLE, and thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Make all things according to the pattern that I show you on the mountain. So there was a pattern that God showed Moses. Look at verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 9. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in heaven should be purified with thee, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. So you can see that there is a pattern in heaven. There's a pattern to everything you do. God has a pattern for everyone. God has designed a pattern for everyone. When you go through that pattern and your life moves in that pattern, things begin to work well. In fact, it will be like if you are not struggling. Why? Because your life is following a pattern from heaven. Your life is following a pattern that has been created for your destiny. So therefore, you will see your life working according to the will and the purpose of God. Beloved, you must understand that this divine pattern is the real context against by the devil. A pattern you have been designed to follow as you arrive into this world is the pattern that the devil will fight. Because in as much you follow the pattern, the enemy will not have access into your life. And things will be working easily. Because everything to make that pattern to flow has been given to you by the Lord. The helpers, destiny helpers on the way, has been created by God. But the enemy will make sure that human beings are disheartened, so that their helpers will not see them. Their destiny supporters will not see them. The journey of their destiny, they will not go to that direction. And they begin to find themselves in a strange journey. They begin to find themselves in a strange place. And immediately a man is diverted to another pattern. If God's grace does not really come upon him, he will be devoured by the lion on that path. That was what happened to the young prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13. I think so. I think chapter 13 or that 1 Kings. That young prophet followed another route. He went back to pick, to do what God said he should not do. And immediately he did that. He went to go and eat and dine. And immediately he did that, the lion came and devoured him. This lion can never devour this man if it's on a pattern. God instructed the young man, go to the Bethel. Go to the altar of Bethel and prophesy against the altar. He went straight to the altar and prophesied against the altar. The Bible says even the king came and stretched forth his hand against the young man. You know, Jeroboam, the king, came and stretched forth his hand against the young man. The Bible says the hand of the king withered instantly, without the young man even saying anything. Why? Because the young man was operating according to divine pattern. When a man is operating according to divine pattern, angels will be beside him. Angels will be backing him up. Heaven will listen to his voice. Heaven will back his voice up. Heaven will make everything to work for him. Heaven will release earthquake against his enemy. Heaven will curse those who curse him. Why? Because he's operating according to divine pattern. The hand of the king withered, and the king begged the prophet, the young prophet, to pray for him. The young prophet prayed, and he had a restoration of the hand. So you can see, he was going according to the pattern of God. He told the king, I will not eat, I will not drink from here, because God told me I must not. And this man was pursued by the older prophet in the land. And the older prophet told him that angel has told me this. He deceived the young man, brought the young man back home, set a table before the young man. The young man ate and drank, and he cursed the young man. And a lion came from nowhere and devoured the young man. After the lion has devoured the young man, he stood by his side, making sure that nobody carried the body. Oh, what a tragedy. If that lion was on assignment to eat him up, would have finished eating him up. But not. That lion was sent by the devil to destroy him. Oh, a lion can even be the devil by itself to destroy him, because the man was not on the pattern of God. If he's on the pattern, woe to any lion. Woe to any witch. Woe to any occultic power. Woe to any witchcraft that want to contend or destroy a man on the pattern of God. Now, our problem is this. We have been this pattern. We have been altar. We are not on the pattern of God. Sorry. And that is why there is a contention. That is why there is a limitation. That is why there is a hard struggling. Today, the Lord shall set us free in Jesus' name. Let's begin to talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive us. Ask the Lord to have mercy. Cry unto him. What we are considering now is a very deep topic. The enemy, the devil, will not want us to consider this kind of topic, because thousands of lives will be delivered. But by the power and the blood of Jesus, the yoke shall be broken in Jesus' name. Get ready. Get ready. We are going to pray some prayers to bring us back to the path that the enemy has pushed us away. We are going to pray for restoration of divine pattern. Thank you, Father. If you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin unto him. Tell the Lord to have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want to pray on your bottle of oil if you have your own. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we pray that the bottle of oil and the bottle of water here shall be anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth shall enter into the oil and the water. The yoke breaking power, deliverance power, healing power, divine power shall go into the oil and the water. As we begin to use them, instant touch for fire revival, instant touch of healing shall take place in Jesus' name. Drink a little from that water or from that oil and get ready as we pray. Magele so paros kadaka. Ya gagarabo soturi bro sotu kadabarabaraba. Everybody will pray this prayer with aggression. Say it loud and clear. Aha. Say, every evil gate in my foundation, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil gate in my foundation, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil gate in my foundation, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. That's a serious prayer. Say this one. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, separate me from the sin of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, separate me from the sins of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, separate me from the sin of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, separate me from the sin of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, separate me from the sin of my ancestors. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at it. Very strong prayer. Say this one with power. Say, inherited curse arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited curse arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited curse arresting my progress, break in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Look at what God is doing over there. Somebody shout this one loud and clear. Say, bondage of evil pattern in my family line, scatter in the name of Jesus. Bondage of evil pattern in my family line, scatter in the name of Jesus. Bondage of evil pattern in my family line, scatter. Scatter in Jesus' name, pray. Somebody may need to pray that prayer for 10 minutes, for 7 days. Oh, thank you, Father. Malotopia kotos, ego praos kotaya kata. Lente kura prokos kodekaya. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Oh, sekere buru sutika. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every evil deposit in my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil deposit in my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil deposit in my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil deposit in my life, come out by fire. Come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil deposit in my life, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Every evil deposit in my life, come out by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now place that oil on your head. Anoint your center head and you shout this one loud and clear. Bondage of limitation in my family line, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of limitation in my family line, break, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of limitation in my family line, break in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha, look at what God is doing now. Anoint your belly button a little. Oh, and you say this one loud and clear. Please pray this one as if you have never prayed before. Pray with power. Say, I release myself from demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. I command the strong man of evil pattern to be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. You strong man of evil pattern in my family line. Yeah! In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, anoint your hand and say like this, my hand, receive fresh fire and be delivered from bondage. Receive fresh fire and be delivered from bondage. In Jesus' name, say my legs. Receive fresh fire. Receive fresh fire. Receive fresh fire and be delivered from witchcraft bondage. In Jesus' name, pray. You may need to pray that one 5 minutes and it's going to help you. Marketo Kodekai. Alesko Prabhu Shedekai. I prophesy into the life of everyone. Lakosko Prabhu Boya. Who is hearing me from far near? Today is your day of freedom. Today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day of wonders. The power of God will fall upon you. The yokes have been broken. The power of God will change your situation. There will be testimony. Those who have not married, get ready to get married. Those who have not given birth, oh, the anointing will come upon you and your miracle children will appear. Those whose business has gone down, oh, their business will be revived. The power of God shall locate you. All those who have taken the glory of your children, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Anyone standing on your benefits shall be uprooted. Anyone standing on your benefits shall be disgraced. Whatever belongs to you in the custody of the enemy shall be released. Anyone boasting that is going to make sure you suffer, that fellow shall go down in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone boasting that will not allow you to get what belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, my Father, arise and deal with them in the name of Jesus Christ. Your portion shall be released. Your testimony shall appear in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray on this request, O Lord, answer them by fire. Do what only you can do in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you have testimony or you have something you want to get clearance of, or you dreamt, or you have dreamt, you need God to help us, you need to present it before the Lord, then you can let me know. Send it to my WhatsApp number only, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, First Tech Town, and I know that God Almighty will do wonders. Seventh Avenue, be one close. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. I can allow God bless you so much.